Okay, today's daf is Nun Dalet. We're going to start back toward the bottom of Nun Gimel on the bed. I'll read the refuot shlemo. Dvar bat Dina, Oz Avram Shema ben Chana, Karmi bat Nima, Orli Pnina bat Rachel, Frida Chaya, Malk Esther bat Zippor, Daniel ben Mirim Chaya Ruth, Yosef ben Rachele, bat Rivka Rafal, Yoshua Falek ben Bracha bat Yaya, Yenta Mirim bat Chana Rachel, Yel Mirim bat Chaya, Rina Chaya bat Shoshana, Eliezer Chaya ben Teresa. And we'll makdish our learning this week while Shara is sitting Shiva to Iloi Nishmat, her mother, Chana bat Atara. Before we go on, one of our listeners pointed out a mistake I made a few days ago that I said it the opposite. I just want to clarify. When we said that the halacha was like Abishal with the apitropsut, who has to swear? You have to swear dafka when the father appoints the apitropus or the beitin appoints the apitropus. So when I said the halacha, I apparently said it the opposite. So the halacha is like Abishal that I said, but what he said, I said the wrong way. Abishal says basically that if minuhu avi tomim, right, the father appoints it, then you don't need to swear. It's only when the Beit Din appoints him you need to swear, because his logic was that he's so happy the Beit Din is appointing him, it's respectful for him that he won't mind having to take the shvuah in that case. Okay, so that's the way we paskin on that issue. Okay, now we're going back. If you remember, we had these cases. I brought them at the top of the sheet so you can remember what we did yesterday. Between the mitameh, midameh, minasech, and the mevashel b'shabbat. And we said the two cases, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, shitot, or hafuchot. In which, who says that when you're shogeg, you also are responsible? And who says you're not responsible when you're shogeg? Or when it comes to mevashel b'shabbat, are you allowed to eat the food or are you not allowed to eat the food? Are we more machmir? Are we machmir when you're shogeg, or are we not machmir when you're shogeg? Do we say, oh, you were shogeg, we don't bother you? So we said that Rabbi Meir was kasher, and Rabbi Yehuda was kasher, and we said that Rabbi Meir holds that that we're going to be kones dafka in derabanan and not in doraita. And Rabbi Yehuda said the opposite. We're going to be kones dafka in doraita, and not in derabanan. Okay, so now we're going to see another. Okay, so let's stick with Rabbi Meir right now. Rabbi Meir says that we're kones only in Drabanan and not in Doraita. So on that, we're going to have a question. That's where we're going to start today. Birami, okay, we're 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amubet. Birami, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, b'doraita. We're going to have a koshi of Rabbi Meir in a Doraita case. Because he just said that we're not Konis Doraita. And now we're going to see that there's a Doraita case where he is Konis. What we're going to have here, just to give you the background, just the structure before we read it, we're going to have a Braita that talks about an issue on Shabbat and an issue on Shvi'it. And you're going to see that they're both Doraitas. And a Doraita issue, Rabbi Meir's Machmir, in Shogeg. But then we're going to see that there's a difference within the Braita itself between Shabbat and Shvi'it. So then we're going to ask even more so, well, Shabbat and Shvi'it are both Doraita, so even within this Braita there's a Koshi. In other words, besides that it's Kasheh on the source we saw earlier about the Metameh Medameh versus the Mevashel B'Shabbat, where there we saw he dafka wasn't Kones when it comes to Mevashel B'Shabbat, which was Doraita. And now, even within this case, we're going to see two different opinions on the Shabbat and the Shvi'it. Okay, I put these, by the way, in a chart. And Hanoteh B'Shabbat is on the right side of the chart. And Hanoteh B'Shvi'it is on the left side of the chart. Okay, and again, it's going to be a machloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya. So Rami to Rabbi Meir, bida oraita, right? We have a koshi of Rabbi Meir on Rabbi Meir on a doraita issue. In the issue of, someone who's over in Isur Mida oraita. Ditanya, Hanoteh B'Shabbat, b'shogeg yikayem, b'mezid ye'akir, if you plant on Shabbat, obviously one of the lamet melachot, Isur Mida oraita. If you did it b'shogeg, you can keep it. If you did it b'mezid, you have to uproot it. Ubashvi'it, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid ye'akir, divrei Rabbi Meir. And when it comes to Shnat Shemitah, though, if you plant on Shemitah year, you have to be ma'akir. So now what do you see? You have to uproot it. So what do you see? Rabbi Meir is machmir on Doraita. But dafka only when it comes to Shvi'it and not when it comes to Shabbat. So that's going to be our second question the Gemara is going to ask. Well, even within this, you have an issue. But also, it contradicts the theory we said before, that Rabbi Meir is oser b'shogeg only when it's a Durabanan issue, not a Doraita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shvi'it b'shogeg yekayem b'mezid ye'akir. Dafka says the opposite. When it comes to Shvi'it, then b'shogeg we're going to let it go, but b'mezid you have to uproot it. U'b'shabbat, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid ye'akir. Ye'akir. So when he says, but on Shabbat, no matter what, you have to be ma'akir. So each one says the flip in each case. So now the Gemara continues to say, like I already warned you, they were going to say, "Vilit amech tikshalachi gufa." This itself is a problem. Forget about the contradicts our earlier stories. It within itself is a problem. Because michti hadoraita vahadoraita, right? They're both doraita cases, the Shabbat and the Shvi'it. Maishna Shabbat or Maishna Shvi'it. Why do we distinguish between Hanoteh b'Shabbat and Hanoteh b'Shvi'it, right? Each one says the flip. So now they're going to have a theory about this. Elahatam kedekatani tama. There's a unique halacha here, a unique reason. Amar Rabbi Meir, here we're quoting now, it says, Kedekatani Tama means, as it says, the reason in the Makor Tanai itself. Okay? Here's the reason. Amar Rabbi Meir, Mipnei Mani Omer B'Shabbat B'Shogeg Yekayim B'Mezig Yeaker, U'Bashvi'it Ben B'Shogeg Ben B'Mezig Yeaker. So it gives his reason. Why do I distinguish between these two cases? Mipnei Shi'Yisrael Monin L'Shvi'it Ve'Ein Monin L'Shabbatot. When you plan something, you immediately start counting, right? You count. The first year, the second year, the third year, your fruits are going to be orla, which means you can't eat them. The fourth year is going to be neta revai, which means you have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or be poda on a coin and eat them, bring them to Yerushalayim. And only in the fifth year are they allowed to be eaten. Now what happens? So you plant this tree, and then you start counting, right? At that point, what's going to happen? You're always going to know when this tree was planted. And you're always going to know that what? It was planted on Shnat Shemitah. So even if you did it b'shogeg, we're going to make you uproot this tree because people will always know that it was planted on Shvi'it and they'll come to mistakenly think that you're allowed to plant on Shnat Shemitah. Okay? So therefore, we want to avoid that from happening. But ein monim l'shabbatot, nobody counts what day was this tree planted and, oh, I planted it exactly 7 days ago. Oh, I know it was planted on Shabbat. Right? Nobody counts from when it was planted on days of the week. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, we're going to be machmir when it comes to Shvi'it b'shogeg, but not b'shabbat, because there's no reason. He adds another reason, though, and the Gemara is going to immediately jump and say, why do you need the second reason? Davar acher, nechshedu Yisrael ala Shvi'it, v'lo nechshedu ala Shabbatot. Now, this is an interesting historical, right? What is he saying? People generally were not so machpid about Shvi'it. Whereas they were makpid about Shabbat. So again, this fits in with the whole theory of Doraita Dorabanans. What did he say? We're only Kones and Dorabanans because people don't take them seriously. So here again, even within Doraita, there's things that people are makpid on, and there we're not going to, there's no need to be Kones, someone who did it b'shogeg, because we're not worried people will accidentally think and go and plant on Shabbat. But when it comes to Shvi'i, people weren't so makpid, and because of that, we're going to dafka be Kones the shogeg. Okay? We're going to see the exact opposite, obviously, in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Okay, so he says that people are more suspect that they were over on Shvi'it than Shabbat. So now the Gemara asks, "My davar acher, why did you need the second reason? Why wasn't the first reason enough?" Hachi kamar, this is what it means. This is why he said it. V'chi tema Shabbat na mizimnin demiklal yom lame b'Shabbat. Di'ina tahu yomahu desalka leshata v'ilo lo salka leshata. What he says is, once in a very blue moon, I can find you a case where people would be Monel Shabbat. Okay, what's going to be that case? Now, we learned this before. We learned about the Rosh Hashanah, that we start counting, right, years, and you could plan something 30 days before the end of the year, and it would be counted as a whole year. Right? If it's 30 days, if it's the 30th day before the new year starts, you have a full month, then that counts as your first year for Orla. Okay? So let's say the 30th day before the new year came out on a Shabbat. So what will happen? You'll have these new fruits coming out, and people will say, oh, but this is from the later year, right? And they'll say, no, I really planted it in the year before. And they'll say, what do you mean? They say, no, I planted it 30 days before, so it looks like it's really from this year, but really, I planted it 30 days before. And then they might count back and they'll figure out that 30 days before came out on Shabbat. This isn't the greatest, strongest answer, but, okay, so because there's some type of case where maybe they would count back and get to Shabbat and then say, oh my God, you planted on Shabbat, maybe we can plant on Shabbat. Because of that, the answer is not a strong enough answer, and we're going to give you, Rabbi Meir gives us a second answer, okay? You could also answer, he just had two good reasons, right? It's possible. But anyway, that's the answer they give. Tashma. Now we're going to have, okay, that was that. Now we're going to have right, davar acher. Now we're up to Right, we're still in this answer. So because of that, Tashma, they came and they brought the second answer, which is davar acher nechshedu yisrael al hashvi'i v'lo nechshedu al hashabbatot. Okay, that's the end of that section. Now they're going to say derabbi Yehuda, derabbi Yehuda lo kashya. Now we have to explain Rabbi Yehuda, right? What about the koshi of Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda? Because again, he also says, right, the flip of what he said before, and he says the opposite within this source itself on Shabbat. We're going to, right, he says on Shabbat, we're going to be Mekel. Sorry, on Shabbat we're going to be Machmir, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Ye'akir. And B'Shvi'i, we're going to be Machmir, sorry, on Shvi'i we're going to be Mekel and say, if it was B'Shogeg, Ye'kayim, and B'Mezid, Ye'akir. Okay, so when it comes to Shvi'i, he's dafka more Mekel than he is B'Shabbat. So now we have to explain why this. So, D'Rabbi Yehuda, D'Rabbi Yehuda, Lokash, yeah? Be'atre, D'Rabbi Yehuda, Chamir Elohu Shvi'it. Okay, people took Shvi'i more seriously. This is the exact opposite, right? In the place where Rabbi Yehuda lived, people were much more careful about Shvi'i. And therefore, he didn't see a reason to be Gozer on Shvi'i, but he did see a reason to be Gozer on Shabbat. How do we know this? Okay, are we just stopped saying this? No, now we're going to bring a story. Da'hu da'amale l'chavero. A guy says to his friend, Dayar ben Dayarata, okay, which means Ger, the son of a Gioret.
This
is his friend. Yeah, good question. Okay, he's not speaking so nicely to his friend. Amarle, so he says to him, okay, he was saying like, ah, you're just like a Ger ben Gioret. And I don't think it was really a Ger, he's just making fun of the person. Amarle, ana lo achle peri deshvit kavatech. He says, what are you mocking me, right? Why are you making fun of me? I don't eat perot shvit like you do. Okay, in other words, here you see that people were, right, he took Shvi'i very seriously, that this guy that they were mocking was saying, like, this is something I don't even do. Okay, Tashma. Okay, now we're going to move on to another issue. We're going to bring up a question on the fact that, what did we say? Rabbi Meir is Kones only if you're over on Durabbanan. So now we're going to bring a question to this, okay? We're going to take a little while till we get to the question. So you have to follow the source. There's going to be a Tanyadic source. There's going to be a question on it. There's going to be a rereading of the Tanyadic source. And from that, we're going to have a question. Does Rabbi Yehuda really kones on Durabbanan? Does Rabbi Meir really give you this kanas on a Durabbanan case? Achal truma tmea. Let's say you ate someone's truma tmea. Okay, someone had truma, but it was truma tamea, okay? Meaning he couldn't even eat it anyway, right? But you ate the coin's truma tamea. So now...
It's like a double blow?
Well, it's not a double... No,
well,
because...
you ate the truma, which you shouldn't eat.
Right, a czar can't eat truma, which is usher to eat. Now, if he eats the truma of someone else, what does he have to do? He has to pay back the keren and a chomesh. Now, remember, we've seen this before. What's a chomesh? A chomesh is a fifth, but it's not a fifth. It's really a quarter. Let's say, okay, how does it work? Right, it's weird. So here, I'll make a pie chart, okay? Split it into four, right? So he has to pay one quarter more, okay? So 5/4 he has to pay. So now why is it called a chomesh? Because in the end, the amount that he pays is a fifth of the entire thing, of the keren plus the chomesh, or really plus the reva, right? Okay. Keren plus reva, a fifth of that is what he pays, okay? I don't know why they call it a chomesh. If that's what they really mean a reva, okay? But they call it a chomesh. So now, he has to pay that back to the kohen. So now, what does he pay with? Mishalem chulin tahorin. He takes regular chulin. He doesn't pay with truma. Stuff he separated is truma. Now, that's then already he was going to give that to the kohen. He has to pay with regular chulin, but they become truma when he gives it to the kohen. Okay, they turn into truma when he pays back this amount. He takes his regular produce, he gives it to the Kohen, and that turns into truma for the Kohen. So now, what if, so because it turns into truma, right, it has to be tahor for the Kohen to be able to eat it. What if shilem chulin tmein mahu? What if he paid him back with chulin that was tame? So now the Kohen ends up with this tame truma. Amar sumchus mishum Rabbi Meir. Bishogeg, if he did this bishogeg, he didn't know it was tamei. Tashlumav tashlumin, it works. Bemezid, ain't tashlumav tashlumin. But if he did it bemezid, this doesn't work. The Chachamim omrim, echad ze v'echad ze tashlumav tashlumim. This works anyway. V'chozer u'mishalem chulin tahorin. But he has to repay him again in chulin tahorin. So what does it mean, tashlumav tashlumim? It means that this is mamon for the Kohen. In other words, if it means tashlumav tashlumim, it means that if he paid it and it goes to the Kohen, that it becomes the mamon of the Kohen. Okay, it is. So let's say, the example they give, let's say he went and married someone with that money. Okay, because he can't eat it. But let's say he married someone with the truma, with the produce. Okay, he says, Arayat mekudesh et li with this produce. You could do that. So that's financial value. So if he does that, it works because it's considered his mamon. It was a tashlum that came to him. But according to Chachamim, what does he have to do? He has to repay chulin tahorin. Okay, so now we're going to have a question on this because something doesn't really make sense. Why would Rabbi Meir say that b'mezid it's no good? Tavol abracha. Da'acha mina midi de lo chazele b'yimei tumato. B'kamashalim le midi de chazele b'yimei tumato. He took something that wasn't, what did he take from him? Truma tmeya, which he couldn't eat anyway, right? That wasn't worthy for him when he, even when he's tamei. But then he pays him midi dechazule bimei tumato. He pays him with chulin tameim. Now the chulin tameim, if the kohen wants to eat it when he's tameh, he can eat it when he's tameh. So because of that, he's actually giving him something better than what he stole from him, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Because now the kohen can actually eat this bimei tumato, whereas the truma, which was tameh, was useless to the kohen, right? He could maybe do something with it, like burn his thing with it, or be mekadesh a woman, but he can't eat it ever. And this stuff, he can actually eat bimei tumato, because chulin tamei, the kohen could eat, right? You only have to burn truma tamei. But this was chulin tamei. So therefore, it would be right way for him to eat bimei tumato. So now, I think the assumption here, I have to check this, but I assume that the assumption is, I told you, when he gives him regular chulin, it turns into truma. But if the chulin were tamei to begin with, it doesn't turn into truma, because it can't become truma tamei. You can't create truma tamei. Okay, so I think they wouldn't become truma at all. And then it's just chulin in the hands of the kohen, which the kohen can eat when he's not tamei. I'm sorry, when he is tamei. Okay, so now they're saying it doesn't make any sense to say that if he really ate truma tamei, he should be able to pay back with chulin tamei. That should be fine. So therefore, Amar Rava v'Amar Lechti, some people say Rava said, some people say it was said by an unknown name. It's missing words in this bright end. This is how it reads. Achal truma tmea mishalem kol dehu. If you ate truma tmea of the kohen, you can pay back in anyway. It's, even if it's tamei, no problem. Okay? That answered our question already, right? But the question was asked, where there's a machloket, is achal truma tahora mishalem chulin tahorin. But in the case where he ate truma tahora, good truma of the kohen, then he has to pay with chulin tahori. And then the question becomes, what if he didn't? Okay? Shilem chulin tamein mahu. What if he paid back in chulin tamein? How do we view it? Sumcho somer, mishum rabbi meir, b'shogeg tashlumav tashlumim, b'mezid ein tashlumav tashlumim. So rabbi meir is cholek in shogeg and mezid, right? B'shogeg it would be okay, b'mezid it wouldn't count. V'chachamim omrim echad ze v'echad ze tashlumav tashlumin v'chozer u'mishalem chulin tahorin. Right? But the tashlumim are good tashlumim, but according to everybody, you have to now repay in chulin tahorin. So now, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ika, hacha b'kanso shogeg atu mezid ika b'nayu. Rabbi Meir savar lo kansu shogeg atu mezid, but chachamim omrim kansu. Okay, even though it's in parentheses, we're going to read this. So now, what's the machloka between them? Are we kones you in a case of shogeg because of a case of mezid? So, one second. There's one thing. One second. I have to just double check. Yeah, so Rabbi Meir doesn't make you pay back the chulin tahorim. That's the issue. Only chachamim make you pay the chulin tahorim in the end. So chachamim say you have to pay the chulin tahorim no matter what, because we're going to be kones in a case of shogeg, even atu mezid. Whereas Rabbi Meir doesn't require you to pay the second time, right? He says, right, Rabbi Meir holds, right, b'shogeg it works, b'mezid it doesn't work. So only in a mezid case do you have to repay, but in a shogeg case, it would work. Whereas Chachamim say, no, even though tashlumav tashlumin, you still have to repay in chulin tahorin, whether it was shogeg or whether it was mezid. So you see here that Rabbi Meir is not kones shogeg for the case of mezid. Okay? So now what do you see? That here's a case of a derabanan, right? Because, right, why is this a derabanan case? Because we're talking about... why would we say this is all derabanan?
Mezid that he's paying back. It's two steps. The guy did two things wrong. One, he ate the truma tamea, mm-hmm. but he did the sin of the truma tamea.
Right.
And now he has to pay back. Right.
Yeah.
The payback is
derabanan.
Is the payback?
Why is the payback derabanan though? You would think you'd have to pay according to the Torah.
I think the payback facts, and therefore,
right.
The question is, if in...
I guess because you paid him back mammon, maybe the derabanan is just that, what kind of mammon did you pay him back?
And in the payback, if it's mezid or shogeg, is what...
Right, it's a drashan, the pasuk, that the tashlum has to be ra'oy liot kodesh. I think that's the issue. So it's a drashan, the pasuk, and then it would be derabanan. Okay. Because you did pay him back money, like me to orite or your yotze. That's how I think it's understood, if I'm not making a mistake here.
It says orite that you create to give a kohen the same measure of produce, but not necessarily the same value.
Right. That was the issue. There's an issue that you have to thank you for reminding me. There's an issue that you have to pay lefi mida. Like if you take a certain, you ate, you know, a kilo's worth. You have to give him a kilo's worth. But it doesn't have to be the same value, the same quality. So you're now paying back in a different quality because it's tameh and not tahor. And therefore it has a different value, but you paid lefi midah, so it's okay. So only derabanan, they make you pay it according to the, you know, then you have this issue of giving him tameh stuff. So that's why it's a derabanan issue here. And you see that Rabbi Meir is not kones. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Hachi Hashtar, you're comparing these two things. These two things aren't comparable. Hatam gavra lishlume kamachave. Anam nikom viliknese. This guy wants to, he's doing the right thing. He's paying the guy back for what he wanted. So now you're going to say, well, you paid back, but you made a mistake in the way you pay back, and we're going to make you, we're going to be kone sotcha. That's not the same as, and now we're going to see a few cases like this. That's not the same as someone who accidentally was mitame your produce. You understand? Someone who accidentally was mitame your produce, or accidentally was minasech tavodazara, or mixed it up with stuff that was yein nesech, let's say. That was a mistake, but he came, what was he doing with your stuff in the first place, right? This guy, when did he do the shogeg? It's true he did something wrong to begin with. He took your truma. But at this point, right, it's an important distinction. But at this point, what's he doing? He's coming to basically pay you back. He's doing the right thing now. And then you're going to tell him, well, in doing the right thing, you kind of did the wrong thing. So, you know, even though it was an accident, you got to pay. That's not, we're not going to bother him in a case like that. Okay? So now we're going to have a bunch more cases like this. They're going to basically be the same thing. We're going to be asking on Rabbi Meir. We're going to be asking on him, do you really, here we see a case of a derabanan, and you didn't say that you have to pay a knas. And then we're going to answer, oh, well, this is because he's doing the right thing here, right? And in doing the right thing, he messed up a little. As opposed to the case of the mitamea, midamea, minasev. Tashma, dam shenitma, uzrako. Okay, the dam became tamei, but he did this rikatam anyway, even though it was tamei. Bishogei kurtza. If you did it bishogei, it works, okay, to do the ritsui, right? That's the, you get kapara through that dam. B'mezid lo hurtza. If you did it b'mezid, you knew the dam was tummy and you threw it anyway. You did this rikatam for the korban. Doesn't work. Marlecha. So now again, what do you see here? The assumption is this stam, and it's in the, must be in the name of what must be according to Rabbi Meir. So Marlecha Rabbi Meir, hachi hashta, hatam Gavra la kipure kamachavin. Anam nikum v'niknese. This guy was trying to do kapara for his, right? He was doing a good thing here. You're going to start making a knas on him? Tashma, next case. Hamaasir b'shabbat. B'shogeg yochal, b'mizi lo yochal. If you take masrod on Shabbat, what's the isser here? It's metaken mana, it's metaken kli. You're basically turning something into not usable into usable. That's asr mishum maka bepatish, right? It's the final act to create something. So this is the same, it's a tolada of that. So ma'aser b'shabbat, what do we say? If you did it on Shabbat, which you're not allowed to do, b'shogeg yochal, you can do it b'shogeg, but b'mizi lo yochal. So again, what do they say? Hachi hashta, hatam gavra l'tikuni kamachavin. He's trying to fix it, right? He's trying to take masrod. He's doing a good thing. Anan liko b'niknase, we're going to be gozer on it. Make a knas.
It's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Mitzvah vava avera.
Well, right. It's a mitzvah vava avera, but again, these are drabanan. So because he did it, and he did it b'shogeg. He didn't do it on purpose. He did it b'shogeg. So therefore, we're going to say that we don't say, you know, this is no good and you have to redo the entire thing.
I was just going to say that he's the one who figured out he did b'shogeg. If he hadn't told anybody, nobody would have known. So at some level, it's an encouragement to come clean.
Right. So that's what we saw the other day also.
Right.
Exactly. That we want to encourage people. These are
at
all...
least to fix whatever
right.
they made.
All these issues, exactly as Ruth is pointing out, all these issues are issues that you wouldn't know the difference. Right, whether the dam was tamei or not, you wouldn't know. Whether the stuff was meistered or not, it's all this hezek she'eino nikar issue, right? And it's here, it's not nezek, but it's the same issue of no one will ever know. Okay, the other case we saw this, by the way, was with the woman that she feeds her husband stuff that's not musar. The famous Mishnah about the yotzav elok tuba, where the kisar rosh comes up. You know, the first issues there were all where she feeds him truma that wasn't meistered, or she sleeps with him and she's in nida and she doesn't tell him. You know, all things that you wouldn't know otherwise. Okay, Tashma, Hamadbil Kalim b'Shabbat. Again, Tikun Kli, your Tovel the Kalim, so now they're usable, which obviously you can't do. B'Shogeg Yishtamesh Behen, B'Mezi Lo Yishtamesh Behen. Okay, you can't use them B'Mezi, if you did it B'Mezi. So again, Hachi Hashta, Hatam Gavra L'Tihur Imani Kamachavin. But he was trying to be Matayar the Kalim. Ana Likon V'Liknese. Okay. Now we're going to move to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to say, B'rami de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda, B'durabanan. Okay, now what did we say? Rabbi Yehuda dafka isn't kones B'durabanan, and now we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda is kones B'durabanan. So how could it be that we said the reason why Rabbi Yehuda wasn't kones and the mitameh, midameh, minaseh, remember he's not kones, he said B'shogeg Pator, look at the top of your sheet, right? He says it's because it's D'urabanan. That's why he's not kones. So now we're going to see cases where it's D'urabanan and Rabbi Yehuda is kones. Ditanya. Okay, now to understand these issues, we have to understand basic dine bitul. Okay, mita oraita, everything is batal barov, because we go achare rabim lahatot, everything's batal barov. Okay, you have 51% or 50.1% against the other, right? It's batal. Then we say, but we most things though, Durabanan, they instituted, it's not batal barov, it's batal b'shishim, right? 1 in 60. But then there's all sorts of exceptions where we say it's not batel because it's chashuv. Okay, so first of all, truma, you need 1 out of 100 to be mevatel. Okay, other things, 1 out of 200. If the thing is there in actuality, okay, we're going to be more machmir. Like if it's a whole piece of something. Okay, so now we're going to get to a case where there's a whole nut. Okay, it's a full nut. And according, you can see in Rashi, the first Rashi here, Egozei Perach, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, Prach, Ein B'telin Afilu Be'elef Mipnei Chashivutan. Okay, if it's whole, this is like a bug. A bug pulls into your soup. If you eat the bug, it's full. It's not Batel B'Shishim. Okay, it's a Bria. It's like a whole entire entity. And it's not Batel. It's the same kind of concept because anything that has importance
and if it's curated,
so yeah, no. So if you, right, I was going to say that. So halachically, really, it is. If you purate, okay, you don't want to hear this, but if you puree the bug, then it's fine. That's why some people who are mocked not to eat like cauliflower, broccoli, things like that, because they're so, you know, they could be bug infested. It's very hard to find the bugs. But if you made a pureed soup with them, it would be fine because worst case, it's bato. Okay, whereas if you're eating them whole, it's more of a problem. I know you don't really want to think about that. Anyway. But if the egos broke and then it's no longer whole, then it's okay.
Does it matter if it fell in whole and was then pureed, or if you pureed it after it fell? I mean, if it, so it fell in.
No, so now, right. So first of all, then there's a whole concept, and we're going to see this also, that ein mevatlin isur lechatchila. You can't on purpose break it to make it, right? But if it, the quest, right, at what stage do we say? I think at this point, if it happens to be broken, then it's fine. Okay, but now the question is, that's really what they're discussing now. Naflu v'nitpatzu. Let's say it fell and cracked. Okay, and it's in this mixture. Okay, here they're saying it's orla. Okay, it goes of orla, which you can't eat yet. Okay, and then it falls into a bunch of heter. Okay, if it, right, Rashi even says, acharkach naflu l'toch shel heter ya'alu. Naflu t'chila v'acharkach nitpatzu. This is the question, exactly your question. What if, in other words, if a piece of it breaks and it falls into a group of heter, for sure it's batel. But what if it fell and then cracked? So when it fell into the mixture, it was whole. But now it's cracked. Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid lo ya'alu devrei Rabbi Meir. Why? Because he's gozer, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, b'shogeg ya'alu b'mezid lo ya'alu. Okay? If it's shogeg, then ya'alu. B'mezid lo ya'alu. V'ha-ha-cha d'mida o'raita cha betray batel, right? This is obviously a drabanan because mida o'raita, one in two is batel, right? In other words, berov, it's batel berov. So drabanan who degazur, right? But it's rabanan who made the gzera. And what do you see here? V'kakan is Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you see? He's kones in drabanan. And what did we say before? That he's only kones in d'o'raita. It was Rabbi Meir who was kones in drabanan. So what do they answer? Ha-tam ha-nutama d'Rabbi Yehuda mishum de'ate li'a rume. We're worried that in this case people will do trickery. What will they do? Since if it falls and then breaks, it's okay. So maybe I'll break it once it's in this mixture. Okay. So therefore, we don't want people. It's so easy in this case to do trick. You know, to play games with the halacha, and we want to avoid that. So that's why he was machmir. But in a regular case, he wouldn't be in derabanan. V'rami d'Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. Now, if you noticed, okay, we've had enough with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to, since we added this Rabbi Yosi here, okay, Rabbi Yosi agreed with Rabbi Meir that, right, we're going to basically say b'shogeg, it's fine, b'mezid lo ya'alu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, right, b'shogeg ya'alu, b'mezid lo ya'alu. So now, what does he say? V'rami d'Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. Ditnan. There's a Mishnah that says, niti'ah shel orla v'shel kal'ea karem. שנתערבו בנטיות אחרות, הרי זה לא ילקט. ואם ליקט, יעלו באחד ומתיים, ובבד שלא יתכוון ללקט. Okay, before we get to Rabbi Yosi, let me explain the case. If you planted in your field, let's say you have a mixture of trees. You have trees that were planted a few years ago and trees that you just planted. So if you have a mixture of these trees and you're not sure anymore which ones you planted when, so you don't know which ones are orla, which ones aren't, or you have some kil'ea karam mixed up where you intertwine two things, you know, and again, you're not sure which ones. Some of the freshmen say it's a little problematic. What could be the situation with the kil'ea karam? But we'll leave that aside for right now. So they got mixed up and we don't know. So at this point, you're not allowed to pick from any tree because it's usher to pick from an orla tree or a kil'ea karam. And therefore, you can't, there's no din of beetle l'chatchila. So you can't pick and say, well, I'll pick all of them and then it'll be batel, because it'll be in this big mixture. You can't do that. But what if you did anyway? You didn't know, and you did anyway. That's going to be our question. So let's read it again. Nitiyah shel orla v'shel kal'ea karam shenitarvu b'nitiyot acherot, harei ze lo yilaket. It's a sort of now pick from that, those trees. But im liket, if you did it anyway, then ya'alu b'echad u'matayim. This is already more chashuv, and we say it's only 1 in 200. Okay? Ubilvad shelo yitkaven lilakeh, but only if you didn't do it on purpose, right? It's only if it's shogeg. Rabbi Yosi omer, af hamitkaven lilakeh, ya'alu be'echad u'matayim. Even if you did it on purpose, you can say that it's batel. Okay? So now, why does he allow that? When in the last case, what did he say? B'shogeg ya'alu, but b'mezid lo ya'alu. And here he says, b'mezid ya'alu. Okay? So now, right, ya'alu always means cancel, it can be canceled out if you have enough against it. Itmar ala amarava, so now we say, this is a unique case of the Orlan Kalea Karim. Why? Chazaka ein adam oseret kamro b'nitiachat. B'chein kiata rabin am Rabbi Yochanan, and also this is support for it, that when Rabin came from Eretz Israel, he brought in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Chazaka ein adam oseret kamro b'nitiachat. There's a chazaka that people wouldn't plant their fields in this way. In other words, they wouldn't do it in such a way that they're going to get confused and not remember, and you know, they'll make a separate section if they're planting new trees. They'll make it so clear that this is such a rare case that because of that, there's no reason to be gozer, and Rabbi Yossi allows it. Okay, that's what he's saying. He's saying this is just a unique case because it's so unlikely that it'll happen that they didn't even put this in the general category of, you know, making gzeirot here. Okay, new Mishnah, which we already saw. Hakonim, we quoted this yesterday. Hakonim shepiglu b'mikdash mizidim chayavim. The Kohen, remember, pigul is when he has the wrong machshava. Okay, now we're going to learn, right, the machshava has to be before he does, if I remember this correctly, it's before he does the zrika. Okay, I think that's right, there's a specific time, and I think it's before, let me just double check. Right, say it here. No, I don't remember. It's, right, we'll see it later on, but it's, there's a particular moment where the pigul can, where the machshava can basically be, can mess him up. Maybe we need to quote it on Nun Gimel. It says it. Let's look here for a second. Right. There's a zman kavur for the zrikat adam and atarati umurim. Okay, if he did it during one of the four avodot, the shechita, the kabbalat hadam, the holachar, the zrika, okay, and he had in mind that he was going to do it, right, that he was going to eat it at the wrong time or something, right, or he thought he was going to sprinkle the blood the wrong, right, everything has a particular time and a particular day, things have to be done within that day, and then it has to be eaten at a certain time. So if he had something in his mind, the wrong machshava, that he was going to do it in a different way, even if he actually did it in the right way, it's going to be a problem. So it's during any of the four avodot. Okay. So if he did it b'mezid, he's chayav. Tana Rabbanan. Hayahu sei mo b'tarot. V'amar lo tarot shasiti imcha nitmu. Okay. If someone says, I was doing tarot for you, and the tarot that I did with you were nitma, or hayahu seimo b'zvachim va'amar leh zvachim shasiti imcha nitpalglu. Okay, let's say, do we believe someone? Okay, when they say, I was doing tarot for you and they were nitmu, or I was doing zvachim for you and they were nitpalgu. Okay, I had the wrong machshava. He's ne'eman. You can believe him and assume that it was no good. Aval amar lo. Now we're basically getting into dinim of ne'emanut. Okay, when do you trust people? Aval amar lo tarot shasiti imcha biyom ploni nitmu. Uzvachim shasiti imcha biyom ploni nitpaglu. Eino ne'ema. But if I come to someone and I say, things I did for you 3 days ago, okay, that was no good. Or what I did for you on that day, that I did pigul with it. Okay, if you say it like at a specific time, then we don't trust you. So now the Gemara's going to say, I don't get it. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between whether you said, what's the difference whether you said that, you know, stuff that I did for you is no good, or you said stuff that I did for you yesterday is no good? Why do we believe you in one case and not the other? It doesn't make sense. So what's the answer? Rava Amar Kigon de Eshkache below Amarle below Midi. Ulebatar hachi eshkache ba'amarle. The difference between them is, okay, it's if he saw him and he didn't say anything the first, like let's say I did these tarot, that's why I specifically gave an example of 3 days ago. Let's say I saw you yesterday and I didn't make any comment about that I was mifagel your korban. Okay, mifagel, I guess you would say, your korban. And then I see you the next day, and I say, oh, by the way, 3 days ago, I was mipagel your korban. So then we don't believe me, because the assumption is I would have said it the first time I saw you. That's Abaye's answer. Hahud amar leh l'chavre, tarot shasitim chaviyom ploni nitmu. Sorry. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Let's go back. That's not Abaye, that was Rava. I skipped Abaye. Amar Abaye, kol shabi ado ne'eman. Abaye says the distinction, sorry, I got confused, that was Rava. Abaye says the distinction is that if I say stuff that I, zvachim shasiti imcha nitpaglu, then I'm ne'eman because I can do the pigul now if I wanted. I can tell you. Let's say I say I had some tarot that I have of yours, right? They're in. Okay, there's two different answers of what this biado means. Okay, let's start with one. Let's say the korban is in my hands right now, that I'm mefagel, and I say the korban that I did for you, it was pigul. Or the taharot are in my hands, and I say these taharot are tmeim. So I, because they're in my property, biyado, they're in my possession right now, I can still be metame them. So we're believed, because if I really wanted to make them tamei, and I was just telling you that, now that I have the power to still make it tamei or make it the korban no good, so we believe that I'm saying it now, because if I really want to make it tamei, I could do it right now, even if I didn't. And even if I'm lying, I could do it right now if I wanted. I'm trying to tell you they're tamei. Obviously, I want them to be tamei, or I want the, right? And if I'm lying. So if I'm lying, the assumption is, well, I could do it right now. Why am I telling you that? Because I want to mess you up. So I could do it right now, and therefore it's biyadi, okay? It's in my power to do it. That's one explanation, biyado. But if I say that what happened 3 days ago, then already that's not biyadi. I can't change it. In other words, I'm talking about something that happened then. And that can't change. That's talking about something in the past. If I'm talking about something in the present, well, I have the power to change it right now. But something in the past is not biyadi to change. Because the korban, let's say, was already sacrificed. I can't mess it up at this point. Okay? Or the Taharot that I'm talking about, maybe I already gave back to you, and they're in your property, and I'm just telling you something about them, but I have no control over them anymore. So if I have no control over them anymore, then I basically am not trusted to say anything about them. Okay, that's a biased answer. But Rava says, it has nothing to do with that. Rava says the first thing I said, which is, it's as if it's a case where he saw him one day in between, and he didn't say anything. And because he didn't say anything, the assumption is that he would have said it immediately. Okay, now this you have to get into the human psyche. Sometimes you're scared to admit something, and maybe later on you would admit, right? Maybe that's why Abaye doesn't agree with this answer. But he's saying it's because you could have, right? You could have, you should have said something earlier, and because you didn't, that we don't believe you now. Okay? So I guess we'll stop here for today. Sorry I didn't get farther. I'll finish up on Shabbat.
One more girl.